From first to worst, the stamp collecting report, I'm Lloyd DeVries. When a country issues a stamp, it often designates a specific date as the, quote, first day of issue, that is, the date the stamp went on sale, and sometimes chooses a particular city, usually related to the subject, as the first day locale. That city may host a ceremony or an event related to the stamp subject, and the city name appears in the special postmark for these first days. It's a popular collecting specialty in the U.S., less so in other countries. Here, collectors and even non-collectors often attend these first-day events, and the Postal Service sells lots of extra stamps with these postmarks that will never have to carry mail. These stamps produce mostly profit. But two recent items make me wonder if everyone at the Postal Service understands this. A 44-cent stamp depicting a quill pen and inkwell is being issued 3 days after a major stamp show at which a ceremony for similar stamps is already scheduled. It's an attractive stamp, but it won't have a ceremony or special city, discouraging sales. A $4.95 priority mail stamp shows a bridge in West Virginia. There was a ceremony in Beckley, but the postmark reads Washington. Local citizens are upset, and the stamp souvenirs the local post office was peddling at the ceremony, all postmarked Washington, didn't sell very well. It costs a few pennies to print a stamp. That's almost $5 profit thrown away. An email circulating within the Postal Service indicates that some there do realize the mistake. But come on, postal people. You say you need money. With very little cost or effort, you could have made some money off collectors here. You missed the boat. I'm Lloyd DeVries of the Virtual Stamp Club. For more on stamps and stamp collecting, visit virtualstampclub.com.